Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Darry Davis here at Higher Heights Ministry Center, right here in the city of Danville, Virginia. You are about to hear a phenomenal message. I want you to subscribe and I want you to share it and be blessed.
Hello, welcome into the special edition of our 24th General Convention. This is our podcast series. From every single night of the convention, we're going to have each speaker's message right for you to go back on, to eat on for time to come. So sit back and enjoy our 24th General Convention.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. He has delivered us from the guilt, from the shame, from the condemnation of sin and darkness. For by grace are we saved, not by works, lest any man should boast. I need you to lift up your voice in this place and tell your neighbor, God did it. God did it. Woo, God did it. He saved me. He raised me. He picked me up. He turned me around. Say yes. Say yes. God did it. Oh. Oh. There is a scripture in the Bible that says, let the people praise thee, O Lord. Let the people praise thee. That word let implies allow. We are rejoicing in the God of our salvation because we are in a place where we are allowed to praise the Lord. Amen. We can shout when we get happy. We can dance when we think of the goodness of Jesus. We can clap our hands. We can run around the church. We can tell him his goodness. Oh. Tell your neighbor, God did it. 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 He bought me from a long way. When I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that God has made a way. Holler at your neighbor and say, I got a testimony. Say yes. I don't know about you, but I feel light as a feather up here. I feel like jumping. I feel like praising him. I feel like making some noise. I feel like letting it all hang out. Woo! Somebody jump up and praise him right now. Praise him. Thank you. Thank you. Or praise him. Woo-hoo. talking so much. All you got to do is reminisce. Think about what God has done and think about what he's getting ready to do. It's called advance praise. Somebody needs to give him advance praise. Advance. Advance praise. Go ahead, Malachi. Go ahead, Juice. Go ahead, Amani. Advance praise. For me. You're going to have to do all my dancing for me. My kids, my grandkids got to do all my dancing for me. Woo, shut down the boat, shut down. You might as well praise him. If I don't do nothing else, I'm going to give him the glory. I'm going to give him glory. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to lift him up. I'm going to magnify him. Help! Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you. Woo! Lord, I give you glory. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. I meant to do it. I meant to praise him like that. I deliberately, intentionally premeditated. It's a premeditated praise. I knew what I was going to do when I got here. I knew what I was going to do. Tell somebody he's been that good. I gotta praise him. He woke me up this morning. He started me on my way. I got the activities of my limbs. I'm closing my right mind. He woke me up. That's enough to praise him for. Woo. My God. Don't need a praise team to pump me up. Musicians sound good, but I don't need the musicians to pump me up. I'm already up. I got up with a praise. I thank God that I'm married to a woman that when I saw praise, she don't look at me funny. I'm married to a woman that used to my cutting up for 37, 30, going on 38 years. Is that right, Sister Davis? I can wake up in the middle of the night and start praising God, and she'll hear me and start praising God with me. She don't have to know why I'm praising him to participate in the praise. Some people got to know your business, you know, to participate in your praise. They see the glory, but they don't know the story. Just because I didn't tell you all my business, just because I can tell you why I'm leaping and praising God, amen, shouldn't hinder you from helping me praise God. Somebody ought to help you praise God. The word of God said, rejoice with them that rejoice. If I told you my story, you can stand it. Thank you. But I get happy when I think about what the Lord has done and what the Lord is doing. I know that we have a few noisy people here from Lynchburg. I said, I know we have a few noisy people here from Lynchburg, Higher Heights Cathedral of Deliverance. We are located at 2220 Memorial Avenue. Amen. The headquarters for Higher Heights Ministry. God has blessed us. Amen. God has brought us from a long way. And we salute the angel of this house, and he's done a tremendous job. Bishop Tim Beard, First Lady Beard, and the members and the saints and the co-workers that have made this church, amen, a glorious place to have such a convention. And I'm telling you, each time we walk through those doors, we see something that has been done to enhance this church. The upkeep of this place is immaculate. Amen. The offices, even to the bathrooms, you can see a spirit of excellence in this place, and you are to be commended. Bishop, you are to be commended. Yes. We salute you. And all of the delegates from the different churches, to those that have been here and those, amen, that have left, those that made the sacrifice to get here, even if this is your last day being here in the convention, and you didn't make it no other time but up today. That scripture said the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. And even if you settle for the crumbs, the same ingredients is in the crumbs. That's in the bread. Oh! I said, if you didn't get nothing but the crumbs, the same ingredients, it's in the crumbs. That's in the bread. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And normally before the convention, Bishop has keep saying, you have not given us a theme. You have not given us a theme. What is a theme? And normally they have to wait a couple of weeks before the convention. But 3 or 4 months ago, the Lord had already given me the theme. And I told him, he said, this is early. I said, because God spoke to me directly from the portals of glory and gave me this thing. We shall not be defeated. I need you to look at your neighbor and say, absolutely not. Come on, say, absolutely not. Now, I want you to think about the things that you've encountered over the course of the last few weeks, or perhaps the last few days. and think about all the attacks. Some of you ain't haven't been attacked. But those of you that have been attacked, you know what I'm talking about. In your finances, in your mentality, in your house, in your family, ongoing attack from the enemy. Amen. Yeah, you can agree with what God is speaking in this week. Amen. Every speaker was on point. God used them, amen, to bring out scriptures and even illustration, powerful illustrations. Say amen, of we shall not be defeated. Say amen. And I'm just going to speak from the subject. We shall not be defeated. I don't have no fancy subject. The cow jumped over the moon and all that fancy stuff and line it up, talk about the cow, then talk about his jump, and then talk about the moon. I'm not going to line it up like that. I'm going to give you a straight word. Look at your name and say, word up. Word up. Amen. Word up. First of all, I want you to know that my life for the last couple of years have been spent in a doxology of praise. Let me hear you say doxology of praise. Amen. In Ephesians 3 and 20, I want you to go down, Sister Olga, because that's where I've been residing. If you're looking for me and you want to know my spiritual address, I can be located at Ephesians 3 and 20. Now, that's not my subject, but this is what I want you to know. It's people wondering, where is the bishop? Where is he at naturally? Where is he at spiritually? Well, I want you to know today, amen, and you should be living here also, because it is a spiritual address that is consistent with the heart of God. Let me say, the heart of God. See, man, if it ever was a time for the church to be planted, it is time now to be planted and to stay planted. Say, man, and not be governed by our feelings and our emotions, which change like the wind. See, man, two demons I have to fight every day are my feelings and my emotions. Because although they are real to me, God can use it. See, man, my life has got to line up with the word of God. I got to agree to the word. I and the word must become one. Amen. And the Bible said that which is flesh is flesh. That which is spirit is spirit. Look at your neighbors and separate the two. That's why I laugh at people under my breath who they're engaged in being so judgmental over the petty stuff, like certain music and all that stuff. When the Bible said, render unto Caesar what Caesar's, and render to God what God. You got to know how to divide the two. Say amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm a musician and I love soft jazz, and I'm not going to hell for listening to soft jazz. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. Thank you, Lord. See, man. Thank you, Jesus. I'm holy, but I love entertainment. I'm righteous, but I love entertainment. And I render to Caesar what Caesar, and I render to God what God. You ought to know what belongs to God. Because at the end of the day, your whole body, mind, and soul belongs to God. It is he that have, and not we ourselves. So at the end of the day, it's still God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Where am I living, Sister Olga? Ephesians 3 and 20, what did it say?
For our conversation.
Ephesians 3 and 20.
Ephesians 3 and 20.
Hallelujah.
I'm sorry. Ephesians 3 and 20.
What does it say?
Now unto him that is able.
Now. The power of now. There are some things that cannot wait. There are some things that have to happen now. Look at your neighbor's hand. The now God.
Now.
Hallelujah. I can't stay depressed. I can get depressed, but I can't stay there. I can't reside there. Look at your neighbor and say, I can't stay there. I get this carriage, but I can't stay there. I give up, but it's only for 10 minutes. I have 10 minutes to give up. I can lay on the floor and kick. I can holler. I can scream. I can do whatever it takes to get myself together. But I'm only allowed 10 minutes to give up. And that happens a few times. Say amen. Normally nobody's around when I give up. Most time I'm in my car ride. Come on, somebody. Because when I give up, he's ready to catch me. Oh, now. Read, my dear sister.
Now unto him that is able.
You got to know who you belong to. Now unto him. Tell somebody, I am private property. I belong to God. Come on, holler. Somebody didn't hear you in this room. Tell them, I am private property. I know who I belong to. I belong to God. I tell the illustration about the lady in New York. She said, Jack, got tired, got weary. Amen. She said, I'm just going to let go of God. She was holding God's hand. She said, I'm just going to let go. I'm tired. I'm going through. I'm frustrated. I'm aggravated. I got anxiety going on in my life. And she said, I'm going to let go. And the moment she let go of God's hand, she found out that she wasn't holding God's hand, but God was holding her hand. She was struggling to hold on to his hand, but when she let go, she found out that he had a grip. Tell somebody, he's holding my hand. Oh, glory to God. Read now.
Now unto him that is able,
yes,
to do exceedingly,
able to do exceedingly,
abundantly,
abundantly,
above all,
above all, read,
that we ask,
you can ask it,
or think,
or you can think it. Tell somebody, it's up to you, whether you ask it, or whether you think it, he's still going to do it for you. My God, my God. Read.
According to the power.
Okay. According to the power.
That worketh.
That power here means dunamis. It's coming from the word dunamis, which means ability. Capability. The ability of God to get it done. According to the power. Where is the power working?
In us.
Read that again.
According to the power,
yes,
that worketh in us.
Tell somebody, you got the power working inside of you. Turn the power on. Tell them again, turn the power on. I need somebody to holler, turn the power on. Read.
Unto him be glory in.
And when he does it for you, you got to know who to give the glory to. Read it again.
Unto him be glory.
When you see me shouting in church, when you see me dancing in church, clapping my hands, hollering to the top of my lungs, I'm giving God the glory. Tell somebody, I'm giving God the glory. Don't get embarrassed with me. I do this at home. All my grandkids know I do this at home. A praise might pop out anytime. If you ever rode on a car with me, you know a praise may. Is that right, Armbar? Amen. All I got to do is have a flashback of how God healed my body, or how God raised me up, or how God helped me to meet a deadline. And right there where I am, I'm saying, ah! Oh! Hallelujah. Read.
Unto him be glory.
Yes.
In the church.
Yes.
By Christ Jesus.
Is that in your Bible? Does it say in the church? Give him glory. Sometimes you might have to change your seat. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. You got to find out a praiser. Everybody didn't come to praise him. Some folks come to instigate. Some people come to percolate. Speculate. Come on, y'all ain't saying nothing. But I come to praise him. And I reside in the praise. Let me tell you why I reside in the praise. Because the Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. That means when you praise him, right, you don't have to go looking for God. God will come looking for you. Because because he's looking for a vessel that will give him praise in spite of how they feel, in spite of what they're going through. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I bless you. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Now we're going to our subject to conclude this convention. And my subject is, we have the victory. We have the victory. I say we have the victory. It's simple, but it's profound. Go quickly to 1 Corinthians. I think it's 15 and 57. Hey, shadadabasata. Somebody say we have the victory. 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. Thank you, Jesus. When you think of the theme, it's going to be, we shall not be defeated. But when you think of the conclusion of the theme, we have the victory. We shall not be defeated. Why? Because we have the victory. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we don't confess God's word to get victory. We confess his word because we already have the victory. We don't fight for victory. We fight from victory. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't miss what I just said. We don't fight for victory. We fight from victory. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you have 1 Corinthians 15 and 57? What does it say?
But thanks be to God.
Yes.
Which giveth us
See, that's why your praise and your worship has it's got to have direction. It's got to be directed to one source. See, everybody didn't do this for you. Mama and daddy didn't do this for you. Mama and daddy didn't wake you up this morning. Say amen. Mama and daddy didn't help you all in a lot of dark places. So it's got to be directed unto God. But thanks be unto God. But thanks be unto God. But thanks be unto who?
God.
Tell somebody, God did it. God did it. God did it. Say amen. Read.
To God.
Come on.
Which giveth us the victory.
Which do what?
The victory.
Which giveth. That means it is a continuation. It didn't say he has given us the victory. It said thanks be unto God which giveth us the victory. So that means that is an act of continuously. I am continuously receiving the victory. Say amen. I'm not a loser. I said I'm not a loser. I am continuously reporting victory. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Read that again because I want them to get this.
But thanks be to God.
Come on.
Which giveth us the victory.
Is that in your Bible? Which giveth us the victory. It's happening over and over. He's bringing me from glory to glory. I'm moving from glory to glory. I'm passing one victory. I'm coming through one storm. I'm going into another one with the victory. I want y'all to get this in your spirit. I'm going through the storm, but I got a victory. Victory is hanging over me. Victory is lingering over me. And just because I'm going through the storm don't mean I'm not going to make it. Because I'm going to make it through the storm. The song said, how can you say that Jesus is the captain of your salvation if you can't make it through a storm? How many know it's Jesus pulling you through? It's Jesus pulling you out. Because at the end of the day, after you get through the storm and you stand up to tell your testimony, it ain't going to be about everybody else. It's going to be about God. God did it. He pulled me through. I need you to holler down your eyes. He pulled me through. He brought me through this. And he brought me through that. And the old folk got good sense. Because they don't do like we do. They don't tell all that business. They don't put it on Facebook. They don't put it on Instagram. Private really means private. They can't tell you everything that God did for them. That's why they invented songs like this. They composed songs like this. Oh, 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 oh. What he's done for me. Oh, they can tell you. You have to fill in the blanks. You have to fill in the blanks. But they got up in that testimony service and said, oh, oh, that's what he done for me. they say, I never shall forget what he's done for me. And you start looking at them funny, and you start looking at them strange, and then they'll tell you, he picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on a solid ground. That's what he done for me. He healed my body. Yes, that's what he done for me. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. That's why I want the devil to know, in spite of all that we've gone through, in spite of all that we have encountered, we have. I say, we have the victory. Clap your hands and praise him. Clap your hands and praise him. We have the victory over sin. We have the victory over shame. We have the victory over condemnation. Satan is defeated. God is exalted. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Say yes. Say yes. I know I can make it. Yes, I can. I am victorious. Say yes. Say yes. Read, my dear sister.
But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory.
Come on.
Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Come on.
Therefore, my beloved brethren.
Because I know I got the victory, and I know I'm hooked up to the right source, here is my attitude. Read.
Therefore, my beloved brethren.
Yes.
Be ye steadfast.
I'm going to stand right here in my victory. Be ye steadfast. I'm not going to the left, and I'm not swinging to the right, but I'm going to be steadfast. And you're going to find me in Ephesians 3 and 20. You're going to find me located in the word of God. Be ye steadfast. Read.
Unmovable.
You're not going to move me off my post. I'm not going to get discouraged and quit the choir. I'm not going to get discouraged and set down off the praise team. I'm not going to get discouraged and stop praying. I'm going to pray in the morning. I'm going to pray at noonday. I'm going to pray late at night. Because the Bible says that men are always to pray and not to faint. Say yes. So here's my position. Here is my attitude. I'm going to be steadfast, unmovable. You can't move me. You can run your mouth, but you can't move me. Come on. You can criticize me, ostracize me, say there's nothing to me. But my heart is fixed. My mind is made up to go with God all the way. I wonder, do I have any determined people in this place? Anybody in this house got their mind made up? For God I live, for God I'll die, and I'll let nothing and nobody separate me from the love of God, because I already got the victory. I already been to the water. I already been baptized. I already been converted, and I feel all right. Yes! Yeah! Read that again. I got to tell them about my attitude.
Therefore, my beloved brethren,
you can say I'm being stubborn, that I won't change, but you don't know what I've been through. You don't know what made me like this. You don't know why I'm steadfast and unmovable. Because I've seen God work. I've seen God move. I've seen the hand of God in my life. I've seen God work miracles. I've seen God do the impossible. I've seen God work behind the scenes. And you can't make me doubt it. I know for myself that God is a prayer answering God. I know And I believe that he's able to keep me from falling. Say it. Read, my dear sister.
Therefore, my beloved brethren.
You got me stuck. I got to get out of here.
Be ye steadfast.
Yes.
Unmovable.
Wait a minute. He said, therefore, my beloved brethren. The reason why he was able to say that is because you are not the only one going through. He said, my beloved brethren, because you're not the only one suffering. You're not the only one going through a valley. You're not the only one having disappointments and dark days and foul experiences in your life. You're not the only one that the devil is after. You're not the only one that the devil is trying to attack and shipwreck your house, tear up your marriage. Amen. Tear up your family. You're not the only one. That's why he said, therefore, my beloved brethren, come on, somebody. You're not the only one.
Be ye steadfast.
Be ye. Look at your nature. Be ye. I'm already steadfast. But I want you to be what I already am. Be ye. Don't try. You're struggling too much. I get tired of folks saying I'm struggling. You're not struggling. You just got to make a decision. I said, you're not struggling. You just got to make a decision. Because once the decision is made, the struggle is over. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Once a decision is made, the struggle is over. I refuse to be discouraged. I refuse to be bound. I refuse to be depressed 24 hours, 24/7. I'm going to lift up my head. Oh, ye gates, be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King? This King of glory. Let me hear you say, the Lord. The Lord. Strong and mighty. The Lord. Mighty in battle. He is. He is. The King of glory. Tell somebody, I serve the risen King. I serve a right now God. Say yes. Say yes. Read this, sister. We got to bring closure to it.
Therefore, my beloved brethren.
Yes.
Be ye steadfast.
Be ye steadfast.
Unmovable.
Unmovable.
Always abounding.
I got a spirit of always. I got a spirit of always. He said, always abounding. In what?
The work of the Lord.
The work of the Lord. I'm doing a good work. And I cannot come down. I'm on the mountain. And I refuse to come down. God is my source. God is my provider. If you believe it, say yes. Say yes, Lord. Read.
For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Close your Bibles and give him praise. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain. Repeat this affirmation after me. Hamarashata. I rebuke and cancel and destroy every assignment and attack of the enemy. I counsel every curse or negative word spoken over my life in the powerful name of Jesus. I declare that God is bringing about new seasons of growth in my life. We have the victory. We have the victory. I will not get stagnant and hold on to the old. I will be open to God. I know that God has something in store for me. The favor of God is on my life. The favor of God is on my life. Clap your hands and give me praise. Praise Him everywhere.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We hope that this word encouraged you. Before we go, we would like to invite you to join us on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. at 236 Parker Road in Danville, Virginia, or live worship service at 11:30 a.m. on YouTube and Facebook. To make a donation to our ministry, you may do so via Cash App or PayPal at $HHMC or higherheightsmc@gmail.com. God bless and see you next week. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Remember to like and share. And if you would like to stay connected, please subscribe to our podcast. Also, please follow us on social media through Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Or visit us in person. We are located at 236 Parker Road in the great city of Danville, Virginia. If you would like to give to our ministry, please click on the link below. Thank you again and enjoy your day.